when we look at these miracle stories, when we hear the miracle stories, when we read the miracle stories, do we ever think about what our Lord is trying to say to us in those stories? What He's trying to tell us? Or do we just kind of take Him at face value? Jesus is God. He could do this, and He did. I mean, that's kind of the face value message of those stories. But do we ever ask why, and what is He trying to say to us? Now, you might say, well, He's using them as proof of who He is. He's saying, I'm God, and here's how I'm going to prove it. I'm going to do these miracles. Well, I think we can go deeper than that. I think there's a much deeper message that is much more important in these miracles. And that message is that just as our Lord brought physical healing in these miracles, He wants to bring to us spiritual healing from the sin in our lives. Now look at the two miracles we see in the readings today, the first reading in the Gospel. They're the healing from death, resurrection, really the ultimate healing. You know, one thing I think we kind of forget is that all sin has consequences. All sin has an effect in our lives. And of course, death is the ultimate consequence of sin. Sin did not exist in the world, if we look back at Adam and Eve, until they sinned. Then death came into the world. So sin has the ultimate consequence. And in both of these cases, the ultimate consequence of sin was healed. At least for that point. We know that eventually these two men eventually died. They're not living to this day, at least not here on earth. But at that moment, the ultimate consequence of sin was healed. They were brought back to life. For us as well, just as He physically healed this young man and Nain, and just as Elijah's intercession brought the widow's son back, our Lord wants to heal us as well. He wants to bring that healing to us. And it doesn't matter what sins we've committed. He wants to heal us from sin. Look at St. Paul in our second reading, who said that he persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. Not just was St. Paul against Christianity in the Christian church, he wanted to wipe it off the face of the earth. What our Lord had established, he wanted to destroy completely. Yet, he was healed from that, as we see in his conversion story. He was healed from that sin and was converted and became probably the greatest preacher and evangelist in the history of the church. He did more to bring people to Christ than arguably anyone else in the history of the church. We too can have that healing. We too can have that healing which St. Paul received. But what we have to do, if we wish to receive that healing, is to be vulnerable before our Lord. To be open to our Lord and vulnerable. And accept and ask for that healing and that comfort that our Lord wants to give us. Because as we see throughout His life, He provides comfort and aid to those who are vulnerable. For those who were widows at the time that the Scriptures were written, it was to be very vulnerable. It wasn't like today where most women can and do have jobs. Most of the women here, you either have a job or at least retired from a job at some point. Today that's not that uncommon. Back then it was extremely uncommon for a woman to have any kind of income aside from maybe a couple of, side jobs or things like that they could do to bring in a little bit of money. But for what they needed to survive, they couldn't make a living income at that time. So widows had to rely on their children to provide the support they needed to survive. And for a widow to lose her children would be a double blow. First of all, the sorrow that would come with losing her children. But then, of course, that loss of that support as well. So they were extremely vulnerable. They were literally helpless. They had no help outside of their children. And because of that, the widows in these two readings were open to the miracles that were performed. If we wish to have the healing, that spiritual healing in our lives that our Lord promises us, as I said, we must be as vulnerable as these widows. We must be as open to our Lord and come before Him and ask for that healing and for that forgiveness in that great sacrament of healing, the sacrament of confession. Come forward confessing our sins, asking for forgiveness, and being open to that help and that comfort from our Lord. Now, here in Montana, we kind of take pride in being independent. In fact, being fiercely independent. And there are many among us, you know, here in our community that we know that they're not going to accept help from nobody. No way, no how, forget it. They're that fiercely independent. The problem with that is when we are that independent, we are not willing to accept help from our Heavenly Father. We are not willing to accept help from our Lord, and we close ourselves off to that help, to that comfort, to that healing that our Lord wants to give us. Now, there might be some here today who say, well, we were told we don't have to worry about sin anymore. Sin doesn't have consequence. We don't need to worry about that. You know, sadly, you probably heard someone up here say that. Probably heard a priest preach, oh, we don't have to worry about sin anymore. That's in the past. I hate to say it, that's not the case. And if you want proof of the consequences of sin, take a look at the world around us. Take a look at the wars and the oppression that are happening throughout the world because of sin. Take a look at the political strife and arguing that is going on in our country because of sin. Take a look at the hatred and division in our communities because of sin. And then take a look at our lives, each of us as individuals, and look at the pain and sorrow and the difficulties and the problems in our lives, and especially with our relationships with others around us because of sin. Sin does have effect in our lives. It affects each and every one of us. It's not something we can wish away. But our Lord wants to heal us from that sin. He wants to take that away. We just have to be open to it. We have to ask for that. Because He won't give it to us if we won't accept it. He's not going to force it on us. He has given us the free choice to accept His healing and His peace. May we be willing to accept that healing. May we ask for that healing and be open to accepting it and be vulnerable before our Lord.